Erevin Perek Dalav Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4 begins. It's a new topic here. We established in the previous Perek that under normal circumstances, a person has the Tuchum, the 2,000 Amos that extend around his city, or if he doesn't find himself in a city, around his house, or if he doesn't find himself in a house, around his person on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And alternatively, he can set up an Erev, which would establish an alternate Makom Shvisa, a home base for him, using that food, etc., to set up a different 2,000, the center of a 2,000 Alma area. How you measure the 2,000 Almas, we'll talk about again later on. Our Perek discusses scenarios where something went wrong and the person doesn't have the generic 2,000 Almas. And that brings us to our first case in the Mishnah, which is Misha Hotzi Uhu Ode Kochavim. What if a person started out Shabbos in a conventional way at home, but then he was, like say, kidnapped. He was transferred by Ovdei Kochavim, idolaters, to a place beyond his tchum. So he's put out of the tchum. Oh, Ruach Ra. Or alternatively, he had some psychotic episode, and before he knew what was going on in reality, he found himself beyond his tchum. Ruach Ra literally means like an evil spirit, but refers to some mental disorder, psychosis. So, what... Now that he finds himself sort of as an onus against his volition, he finds himself outside of tchum. So where are now his new permitted boundaries for moving on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Ein lo ela arba amos, says the Mishnah. He only has the four amos around where he now finds himself. Exactly how to measure those five amos, we'll come back later in the perek. So not right now, but however the exact four amos area, 4x4 almost, I'll call it, area, is measured, that's what he's limited to. Hechziruhu, now if they bring him back, kilu yatsa, it's as if he never left. So since he's leaving against his will as an onus, so he gets, if somehow the kidnappers or his psychosis brings him back home, so now that he's back home, his original tchum is still in effect, and he can traverse that entire tchum. This is because he left or was taken out against his will. If he left b'mezid purposefully, then it would not be that way. He would be trapped to his dot almost. Even if he went back, he would still be penalized and wouldn't be able to move around as before. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when it comes to someone who does it b'shogeg, inadvertently, accidentally leaves his tchum, but then comes back, he is allowed, like the ones, to resume his original tchum. Now, if instead of bringing him back home, holy chuhu le'ir acheres, if those kidnappers brought him to a new city, and according to most Rishonim, like Rashi and the Bartanur, we're talking here about a city that has walls around it, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, so now it's a new walled-in area. Nasnuhu bedir ubesahar, or similarly, if instead of putting him into a walled city, they put him into a walled area, we've seen the deer before, the deer is a temporary pen out in the fields to help fertilize the fields there for a couple of days while the animals produce manure. Sahar, a sahar is like a corral. It's a place where you keep animals permanently around the cities. So those places have mechitzas around them. In such a scenario, whether you're in a walled city or a deer or a sahar, some kind of corral with walls, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Azariah, Omrim, Mahalach Eskula. According to Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Azariah, the person gets the tchum of the entire walled-in area. That's considered as if it were Dal Ramos. Okay, the walled-in area, as if it were Dalai Ramos, just to speak it out. In contrast, if he were brought to a city which doesn't have walls, so then according to Parthenora, Ante Rashi, Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't help. He only has those Dalai Ramos in the city. In other words, we're contrasting when it comes to the halacha. When Shabbos comes in, you get your entire city, whether it has walls or not. That's your Makom Shvisa. But if you've been transported, we're only letting you have Dalai Ramos as of the whole walled-in area, bigger than the regular conventional literal dot almost, you have a conceptual dot almost of the area you're in, only if that area is walled off like a corral or a walled city for the matter. Okay, so Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar are the lenient ones, and they say you can move throughout the entire walled-off area if you find yourself there again, ba'onis. But Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva are strict, and they say, Ein lo ela arba amos. Even though he finds himself in a walled-off area, a walled city, or a corral, still he only can move literally dot amos in that city or in that corral. Again, defining how we measure those dalamos. We'll discuss that later on in the fifth mishnah of the parak. Okay, that's a machlokas here. Now, Maisa, it actually happened. Shabo Meprindisin, these four rabbis, these very four rabbis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, came from the port city of Brindisi, probably the city of Brindisi in Italy. I've actually been there myself and I've taken a ferry from there myself. So it's still around. And they were coming back. It seems there's conjecture. It seems they'd gone to petition the emperor in Rome to reduce some taxes. There are a number of other mentions of this, ostensibly the same, this one trip they took together to go to Rome to petition on behalf of the Jews. The thought is that that this happened in the time of Emperor Nerva, which is around the year 97, plus minus a year, of the Common Era, who took over after Vespasian was emperor and through the destruction. So his two sons, Titus and Domitian, were emperors after Vespasian. And during that time, there was like a heavy tax levied on the Jews, and things were bad for the Jews, and these four rabbis went to petition this new Emperor Nerva, who, at least might, according to many, he was like one of the five good emperors, to sort of ease things up on the Jews. And indeed, the historical record is that Nerva did relieve the Jews of Judea and Israel of this tax they had to pay. So on their way back from Brindisin, they had entered into the port in Israel, but then v'hifliga sfinasam b'yam, they ended up after Shabbos was already in, and they were in port, so that would have established their tchum as the city in which they'd arrived. But then they were then brought back out to sea, either because like some strong winds blew them back out to sea, or the sailor running the ship, he against their will took them back out to sea. Whatever the case, they now find themselves in a scenario which is very much analogous to the case of, let's say, the corral. In other words, as Shabbos came in, they had their tchum in the city. Then, against their will, they're taken away from the city, beyond the tchum, but they find themselves in an area which is surrounded by mechitzas. The boat is surrounded by mechitzas, similar to the way a corral or a pen or a whole walled city would be surrounded by mechitzas. So they find themselves in this fairly analogous case on the boat. And indeed, exactly what you'd expect happened, they kept l'shita asam. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah halchu eskula. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who allows one in general to move throughout the walled-in area in the event one's taken against his will out of the tchum. So they traversed the whole ship. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were lo zazu ma'arba amos sheratu l'hachmer l'atzman. They stayed within their dalat amos, consistent with the sheet that we saw previously. But the reason why it says is because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. So what that means is this. The rationale for why one would be required to just... The rationale of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua that one has to stay in his dalat amos even if he's in a walled-off area, if he's in transfer to a walled-in or mechitzed-off area, the Bartner gives two pshatim. Either the pshat is simply that the walls are meaningless, they don't do anything, straightforward as we said, or the second pshat he brings, like the Rambam, is it's simply a din derabanan, lest, like a gezeira, lest a person think he could similarly walk around in a big area in like a bika, in like a valley. Okay, I don't want to get into the technicalities of that right now. But the point is, either way, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva are machmir if you find yourself, and they don't allow you walking around throughout the walled-off area, just staying in a dalat amos. Now, on a ship, the truth is, it's not exactly analogous, because the ship doesn't... When you're on a ship, the ship is moving. And therefore, although they're different exactly, pshatim on exactly the difference, what is the difference that makes the difference, there are certainly differences. The ship is not anchored on the ground. That no matter what you do, on board the ship, you're moving around more than dalat amos, and therefore you wouldn't necessarily be pegged to dalat amos on the seabed. Rather, you sort of have this like relative dalat amos that is defined by your ship. And that being the case, there would be certainly room to be lenient and to move around the ship, even according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, But still, they were afraid people would make a mistake in the future, and therefore they stayed put and didn't move even more than Dalat Amos on the ship itself. The halacha is not like... the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They're meikel, which means that if a person is taken against his will, or even b'shogeg, accidentally, and he finds himself outside his tchum, so then if he's in a walled area, he can traverse the whole area, including a walled city. And if he is brought back home, then it's as if he never left. That's according to everybody.